Good morning. My name is Dr. Ethna Reed. I'm the director of the Exemplary Center for Reading Instruction, or ECRI, in Salt Lake City, Utah. This is the third in a series of mini lessons on reading instruction. Today's lesson is on the teaching of spelling. Research indicates there is a close relationship between success in reading and in spelling. Reading ability and success in spelling improve together because the teaching techniques, such as dividing words into syllables, pointing out word parts, and emphasizing sounds and spellings within the words, are used to teach the reading and the spelling of a word. Research indicates that many of the same skills that affect word recognition also influence the acquisition of spelling skills. A knowledge that letters represent sounds and a recognition of word parts within words contribute powerfully to a student's ability to spell well. According to Smith and Brook, a knowledge of spelling patterns is vital to the reader. It is responsible for protecting readers from misreading the order of letters within words and assisting students to break long words into syllabic chunks even as they perceive the word. Since effective reading is dependent upon good visual memory, visual association, and recall, ECRI embedded into the teaching of spelling the strategies needed to produce these important visual skills. ECRI spelling instruction reinforces students' abilities to listen to sounds and emphasizes the association between sounds and letters. ECRI teachers use the same vocabulary that students are learning in reading as the words they teach in spelling. There are two main advantages in teaching the spelling of words that the pupils are learning to read. First, teacher and pupil time is used more efficiently and effectively. The overlap in spelling and reading words provides many more practices in both areas at the same time than is possible when pupils are learning to spell words from one source while learning to read words from another. Second, spelling becomes a more purposeful task. Not only are the pupils able to read the words they spell, they have also acquired meanings for each word, have read them in context, have used them in oral sentences, and can use them effectively now in creative writing. If you watched our last two lessons on the teaching of sounds and new words through phonics, and teaching new words through the five word structure methods, you know that as an ECRI teacher introduces a new word, the students spell and read, write spell and read, and spell and say the word as they are learning to read. Although students spell as they are learning to read, the intent of those activities are to direct students' attention to the letters and the parts of words so they can more readily read the word. There is a separate time period in language arts instruction when spelling is taught specifically, and spelling instruction occurs as soon as pupils have been taught to read a new word. The students are given copies of the same materials in spelling the teachers used on transparencies as they earlier taught the vocabulary. The students are now tracing the word, writing it, writing in the missing letters, and pointing out the letters that are the same and different, and the sounds that are the same and different from their own papers. If a teacher has two reading levels of students, the teacher conducts what ECRI calls simultaneous spelling instruction. Each group is taught its specific spelling words with the group learned earlier during reading instruction. Observe a two-group spelling lesson. Typically, the teacher moves among the students to evaluate their writing. Movements are too jerky when we observe instruction through the internet. So teachers are asked to not move among the students as they usually would.
Let's get ready for spelling instruction. Spelling bee crisscrossed.
C-R-I-S-S-D-R-O-S-S-E-D.
Expiate.
E-X-P-I-A-T-E. Expiate.
Trace, spell, and read. Good tracing. Excellent. I can even hear the people on the back row. That's wonderful. Good for you. Right, spell, and read. Proof and correct. Stop, spell, and say crisscross. Look at me.
C-R-I-S-S-C-R-O-S-S-E-D, crisscross.
Expiate, look at me.
E-X-P-I-A-T-E, expiate.
Good. You will provide missing sounds and letters in these words. Put your finger under the word in the middle of the page. This word should be crisscrossed. Say crisscrossed.
Crisscrossed.
What sounds are missing?
Cross.
What letters make those sounds in this word?
C-R-O-S-S-E-D.
Good. This word should be expiate. Say expiate.
Expiate.
What sounds are missing?
E.
What letters make those sounds in this word?
E-I.
Very good. Spell the sounds as you write them. Excellent. I can hear you. Beautiful job. Excellent. Second row. Good. Read.
Crisscross.
Read.
Expiate.
Very good. Spell and read.
C-R-I-S-S hyphen C-R-O-S-S-E-D.
Good. Spell and read.
E-X-P-I-A-T-E.
Good. Trace, spell, and read the word until I say finish. Finish. You will identify which letters and sounds are the same and different in these words. Point to and read each word on the right side of the page.
Crisscross, cross.
Expiate, explode.
What letters are the same in these words?
C-R-O-S-S,
C-R-O-S-S, E-X-P-E, E-X-P-E.
What sounds are the same in these words?
Cross, cross.
Expa,
put a line under the sounds that are the same. What letters are different in these words?
C-R-I-S-S.
I-A-T-E-L-O-E.
What sounds are different in these words?
Chris, nothing. E-H-L-O-E.
Very good. Spell and read each word.
C-R-I-S-T-E-X-P-L-O-E.
Read each word. Trace, spell, and read the new word. Excellent job. Beautiful. You're staying right on the lines. Good spelling and reading. Good for you.
Did you notice the simultaneous instruction? There were times when one group listened to another, and times when both groups responded at the same time. For example, each group traced, wrote, and proofed its new word at the same time. Students demonstrate mastery of new words by reading the words accurately and within a time limit. They also orally spell each word accurately for the teacher before they move to the words for the next story. Students do not master the reading and spelling of words through instruction only. Teachers provide a practice time during which students participate in specific tasks that each student needs to demonstrate mastery. Students are more eager to write, and they write much more when they spell well. They enjoy reading their friends' writing as well, when the spelling is correct. Thanks to the viewers who are calling or sending us email because they are excited about the program. Several ECRI teachers and administrators have applauded our keeping the session short, even if we've had to request that teachers being videotaped not listen to the student's sentences and not check all the student's writing during proofing and correcting. We have had to take several shortcuts in these lessons. We hope, though, you are getting a sense of what the ECRI program is about. We are pleased to send more information upon request. Please call 1-800-468-ECRI. If you have questions on what you have observed, please email me and I will be pleased to answer. Our next session on November 27th will be on teaching literal comprehension. Thank you.